Most Bible verses talking about peace make reference not to peace between nations and armies, but between God and man. That peace, won by Christ, means life not just for a while, but for all eternity. But that is not to say that war and its horrors are of no concern to God or his people. No, war is always a terrible consequence of sin and evil, and the Lord urges those who trust in him to be peacemakers. His man Paul says, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession be made for rulers and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives." To pray for peace in the Mideast, in Northern Ireland, or in Bosnia, God does not require that you go to those particular places, or that you use only certain words, or that you have lived a perfect life. He does, however, plainly tell us that we are to come to him in Jesus' name, that is, gratefully trusting that he will hear and answer our prayers, not because we deserve it, but because Jesus lived and died to reconcile us to the Heavenly Father.